Sweetwater police say they welcome some of the panel's recommendations, but money will be a key factor as to whether or not they'll be implemented. But one thing money can't buy is your mama. She's for free, and everybody knows.
What the fuck is up, boy? It's your boy, Stacks, calling in the Nappy Afro. Shout out to King and Queen Jern, Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T, and fuck that nigga MJ Money 9S. Want to call in and say, y'all now tuned in to the number one rated podcast in the world, nigga, the motherfucking Frocast. I'll be here for another 14 years. Long time listener, been listening since 2007. Nigga, keep tuning the fuck in every fucking Friday. King and Queen Jern, Be Easy on the editing. I'm out. Boy, Stacks. Fuck MJ Money 9S, bitch.
Hey, you know who it is. The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay right, dog. One.
Yo, Short T, a.k.a. Good Kid, Red City. I just called to say congratulations on Frocast. Once again, y'all still ain't shit, though. God bless. Congratulations. Nappy Afro, Fro Nation.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned into the number one podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best of is the best it was, the best it ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you no podcast having, think you got a podcast having, or you thinking about getting a podcast having, keep the noise down while I take my robe off, show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast. We on all podcast readers out there. I mean, we on all of them. I was just, like I told y'all last week, I was doing a search, and I said, God damn, we every motherfucking where. So there's no reason why you can't find the Frocast or Frocast, whatever. Look for that shit. It's us. We also have a voicemail we can call in at 347-201-2572. Call into the voicemail. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon where you can join for as little as a dollar and get behind the scenes exclusive content and get shouted out on the show like our latest Patreons. We got three of them this week, Queen Jern.
Do we?
We got Stefan Moore, we got Kendall Boyd, and we got Jason Watley. So shout out to all three of those guys, man. We appreciate it. And if you want to be like Kendall, Jason, and Stefan and get shouted out on the show, become a Patreon. Oh, people, I don't know if y'all know this, but we're doing a Patreon giveaway. If you are a Patreon, you're entered into a, we're doing four drawings. since it's International Women's Month, or October is Breast Cancer Month, or whatever month it is, they make up all kinds of stuff.
They don't make it up.
Latino Heritage Month is all that. Yes, from September 15th to October 15th is Mexican Heritage Month or something like that. It's something. Okay.
But
don't quote me on
that. Breast cancer awareness.
But it's definitely breast cancer, and I am aware of breasts. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Is that what breast cancer awareness about?
No, it's about breast cancer.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, you know, people want to make sure you remember to get your mammogram. It's something that you get.
Oh, you get your mammogram, ladies.
If you have a family history of breast cancer, you should go
do all that
earlier than 40 years, just to make sure you're safe. You got to test out the boobies, make sure they're good.
Yes, test out the boobies, guys.
Yeah.
Test them out, make sure they're good.
Yeah.
You don't want no bad boobies on your hand. So no. what should we look for in bad boobies?
The men.
No. If we're doing the testing of the boobies,
you shouldn't.
What are we looking for?
I mean, anything that feels like is not consistent with the tissue that you are feeling. Of course, the majority of the tissue should be healthy tissue.
Okay.
And therefore, if you feel anything that is not consistent with that,
like
texture,
knots, like Emmett Mama. If I feel a knot there.
Yeah, if you feel a knot or something.
Remember
strange,
Emmett Mama from the
shop.
Not nobody I know named Emmett. Their mama. I know that's where your mind went, but you know.
I mean, I didn't go there. But yeah, so that's what you're looking for. If it's any kind of discharge, any strange things.
Discharge?
Going on.
What would discharge come from a titty?
The nipple?
Just the nipple?
Yeah.
So them little the little black dots, the chocolate chips, they don't leak or nothing like that, do
they?
The nipple.
They don't have anything that should be liquid out of them.
Oh, they're like blackheads, so that's why I was wondering. Like, can you pop them or something?
Nothing
like that?
Secreting out of those. But out of the nipple, yes, you can have some things that come out.
I mean, if you ain't had a baby, you should have some spoiled milk in there. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
It's not milk.
What is it?
I mean, whatever it is, it could be inflammation. Therefore, is something in there that is not supposed to be there.
Look at that, people. Y'all learning something on the Frocast today in the middle of a drop.
Yeah.
But what I was saying was, people, we are doing a t-shirt giveaway this month for 4 weeks. We're giving away a shirt, but you have to be a Patreon to be entered into this giveaway for a shirt. So every week we put all the Patreon names in a hat. We pull a name out of the hat. We really don't put the names in a hat. It's really a computer-generated program. We plug all the names into the program, and we hit a generate button, and boop, a name pops up. All right? So if you want to be entered in that, become a Patreon. Only $1. Get you in there. You get your choice of a Nappy Afro shirt. Any shirt in the shop, when we hit you up and say, yo, which shirt you want? You go through the shirt. The shop, t-shirts only. I know it's hoodie season. You're not getting a hoodie, my nigga. Ladies, all that. So is any t-shirt in the shop, bam, you win a shirt.
Okay.
And you just go, when we hit you up, we say, hey, what shirt you want? You tell us what shirt you want. Address, yada, bada bing, bada boom.
And bam. There you go.
There you go. You have your shirt. So, but you only entered in that drawing if you pay that dollar. At least $1.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So just so y'all know. And if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, we might start doing that all like once a month.
Once a month.
But after this month, we're going to do it 4 weeks in a row. And then from now on, it's going to be
once a month,
a t-shirt for a Patreon person.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. I know
BZ
like, he's an accountant. Like, y'all spending money. Y'all doing it. So listen, it's okay, BZ. Take it out of my check. Take it out of my check. Okay? Just saying. But if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. That's when you just retweet it, reblog it. Add it to your story. Tag us in that. Let people know. Spread the word. Sharing is caring. And then we'll shout you out again, like Ruler Myself, like Short T, like Sleazy the Black Farmer, like Corey Dos Equis, like I'm something else who is Corey Dos Equis' partner on the Power Lunch Hour.
Okay.
They are real big Queen Germ fans. They love Queen Germ.
Oh.
They was like, yeah, they real big Queen Germ fans.
I love y'all too.
Yeah, they just like, oh man, Queen Germ, she's just, what's up, boo? They hollering out, and I'm like, hey man, y'all chill out. The boo, I heard that Corey Dos Equis. I heard that boo shit.
It's okay.
Or boo or bae or something.
It
was one of them. Yeah, I'll let you hear it.
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, but so, but yeah, you get shout out like 12 Cal, Eclectic, the Hedge Fund Brothers, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. You know, everybody else, Dr. Abrasive, Disrespectful Motherfucker, MJ, all the people that show us love, we appreciate that, man. We really do, man. So sharing is caring. Don't cost nothing to share. And, you know, it just spreads the word out there. And it tricks Instagram's algorithm, because that's what we all about, tricking the rhythm. Getting over on Al Gore rhythm. We got to get over on him.
Okay.
Yeah, Al Gore rhythm. You got to watch out for him, man. He's a motherfucker. But all the pandering is out of the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
Week was pretty good. Been productive so far. Chugging away. He had a lot of stuff at work.
She said chugging.
Keep these kids in line. He got, you know, you got your dream come true since your kids are riding the school bus. So,
hey, my tax dollars are working for me now.
I am so sick on my stomach, but yeah.
I don't understand. Why are you upset that the kids are riding the school bus? That's way more easy right now. Like, we pay taxes for a reason.
They're too good for that.
They're not too good for that. They need to be humble. They need to be humble. Especially that daughter. Especially that daughter of ours.
My kids.
Yes.
Especially that daughter of ours. My daughter is a princess.
She needs to be humbled.
She
thinks life is sweet.
It is.
She used to ride a school bus.
Yeah, but she ain't got no business riding it now. She did in elementary
school. Elementary school. So she ain't rode a school bus in a long time.
Correct.
Yeah, and that's only because your brother was in the program over there while y'all over there. Your mama didn't want you over there first.
I did not.
You did not. No, was it Cobb you ain't want to meet?
No, Cobb wasn't the problem.
It was high school. That was the problem. No.
It was never that. The Fairview was probably where I didn't want him to go.
It was somewhere you was like, I ain't even signed up for this.
Y'all. Oh, because you tricked us into the whole high school thing. You did. You took him and put him over here with them clown ass niggas he with now.
And that's where he did. Wow. And look what happened. Best decision of his fucking life.
Yeah.
Because he'd have went over there to the other school. He just would have been a nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Our
kids are great.
What's so great about your kid? Did you want to say something to the people about how great you?
Our son was crowned homecoming king.
Homecoming king at a school Friday. That she didn't want him at.
And he's that
But
man.
I had the vision. I had the vision.
Yeah, you all right sometimes. I mean. But they say every dog has his day. So
a broken clock is right at least 2 times a day.
Exactly. All
except
that.
If it's my broken clock, it's right more than twice a day.
Okay.
Somehow, some way.
All right.
You get stuck on the right time.
All the time.
All day long.
That's
yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Hashanama. But as far as my week, Queen Germ, is that all about your week?
Yeah.
My week, let's go ahead and get to the Coach Germ update. Y'all know how it goes.
Only because he's excited.
I'm excited. No, I'm not excited. As I told y'all. Last week I told y'all I cut my focus from splitting it to mainly focusing on to the Pee Wees, the future of Tom Brown football. And we had a game Saturday. You know, we had a bad practice Friday night. You know, it was a little too – they didn't sit right in my spirit. I was just kind of upset. So I wasn't feeling too good going to the game Saturday. But, you know, I drew the trick play of the Tom Brown special. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, man, if it worked on the intermediate level, I know it's going to work on kids younger than them. And boy, did it ever work how I fucking drew it up. The Tom Brown, I can't say what it is because, you know, who knows? We got millions.
And millions.
Of listeners and somebody might be one of the coaches that coach against me. So I can't tell you exactly what the Tom Brown special is. But just know, it's a play called the Tom Brown special. So, you know, we worked on it last week because I had an epiphany one day. I seen one of my players, they was before practice, they was throwing the ball. And I was like, we might get pulled this off. And I be goddamn, just like they drew it up, like they say all the time, play work. You know, I set them up nicely for it. I did a run and then a pass and another, you know, it was beautiful setup. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, kids are dumb. I say that to my kids all the time. They're going to fall for it. And I be damn. But wouldn't you know, them old goddamn Tom Brown Packers, that's the little team. They're the Packers. You know, I would have changed their name too. I would have made them the Trojans or some shit like that. Because you're a Trojan, you graduate to a gladiator. You know what I'm saying? You just don't come out one. You know what I'm saying? But Tom Brown Packers got the win, 32-0. Yeah, we put donut on that board. Yes, the team, the little engine that could. The 8 practices, and we out there beating people 32-0. Like, either that team was garbage, or my boys, your boy's a hell of a coach. And I'm going with the latter, because I'm not going to call no kids garbage. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to call a kid garbage. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say that my team is coached, well-coached.
I know them niggas ain't disciplined.
They are disciplined. That's the bad part about it. I don't play that shit in practice. No talking. You mess up, you're running. All that. You did it wrong, you're running. Oh, you run. I don't play that. Like I told them, I would turn y'all into a cross-country team before I let y'all get out here and embarrass me. I told them that straight up. We'll run all practice. I have no problem doing that. And then, the parents, they love it. They like, whoa, you don't play no games, coach. We have fun, but we out there for a reason.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Like, one dude said, Coach, are you out here trying to win a championship? I looked at that little kid. I said, you not? I said, what you out here for? He said, to have fun? I said, see, me and you out here. I said, look. I said, we out here for two different reasons then, son. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had to let him know. Like, we're not out here for fun. No.
Yeah, you left fun in the car.
Yeah, fun. I said we play tiddlywinks for fun. We play tunk for fun. You know what I'm saying? We don't fucking play football for fun. You play flag for fun, but that's a whole nother story. But yeah, so this week, the city trying
riding
to
riding high.
Yeah, yeah. We are riding high. You know, I'm trying to keep the boys hungry. Had to cancel practice today because of the rain. I hope it rains all week. I want the games to get rained out this week because the city has bumped us up to 8 o'clock. You know how hard it's going to be to get kids to play at 8 in the morning?
Oh, I know how hard it is.
You know how hard it's going to be to get kids there at 8 in the morning on a Saturday? 8?
Everybody forfeiting.
Bruh. Mm. This is going to be terrible. So I'm hoping for the worst. You know, I'm hoping for rain. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to have them prepared regardless. But, yeah. I'm hoping for the worst rain.
Worst weather.
Because the team we playing, you know, they just got smoked 40-0. So if they put 40 on them, that means I want to put 50 on them. You know what I'm saying? Just because. You know what I'm saying? Just because y'all got 40. Why not? Let me get some of that. She passing it around. Let me get some. You know what I mean? So, you know. But we'll see. Hopefully next week I come back even more swag, even more hype about my boys. But, you know, they played well, and I was excited about it. But,
congratulations, coach.
Thanks, man. I was really, you know, I wasn't unsure, but like I said, I finally saw my vision. This is where I'm supposed to be, coaching the Pee-wees, you know, helping the program stay afloat, you know, keeping, you know, starting them off right with the fundamentals, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, once, you know, if they start off with the fundamentals, there's more likelihood they'll keep them instead of you trying to teach somebody older fundamentals when they don't, you know, they acting off instinct, so... You know, we'll see. That's all for the Coach Germ update. Let's get into the show.
Everybody loves a winner.
Yeah, you're right. Because, in my situation, I was afforded some leeway because they knew I was taking over. So that first game, they kind of was like, you know what? At least the boys out here. But after that second game.
Y'all coming out there for fun.
Yeah, after that second game, they were just like, oh, my God. They was like, can we play with y'all next year? Would they let us come back? Wow, they only won one game. Like, calm down. Like, I mean, I know we didn't fumble. We didn't have no flags or none of that. I mean, it was clean football. Like, the boys, they were lined up in the right spots. It was no confusion out there. We looked like night and day from week one to week two.
That's awesome.
Yes, but you know, I could talk about this for days because.
Yeah, but we won't.
Yeah, we won't. We got to get into this outline because Queen Jeremy, like, she got somewhere to go.
And do.
So. First topic on the docket is, see, what you got over there, Queen Jeremy, my app?
Give these dogs an award, baby.
Yes, we got to give these dogs an award, man. So, as a dog owner, I am happy for these dogs because they did what the fuck their owner bought them in the house and fed them. And whatever this man did for them, they repaid him. Dogs mall intruder found dead by Coweta. Homeowner, investigators say. So, Coweta County, or is it Coweta?
I would say Coweta just because that's feel good.
Yeah, it sounds more Native American, yeah. Coweta. So, they say investigators say a possible intruder at a home in Coweta County was mauled to death by the homeowner's dogs. They say the resident returned home Friday morning and discovered a dead man on his front porch. An autopsy confirmed the cause of death as a dog attack. No shit. Investigators say the evidence indicates the man was inside where the dogs were located at some point but died outside the home. Investigators say the homeowner doesn't know the man or why he would be in his home. Because you sell drugs, nigga. That's why he was at your home. But I'm not going to pass no assumptions on nobody. You know, allegedly, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? The man hasn't been identified as Alex Abraha, 21, of Atlanta. So this nigga, 21 years old, breaking in people's houses.
And he's dead.
And he got caught the fuck up. Deputies say he had an active warrant for his arrest in Fulton County. No charges are expected against the homeowner. Authorities had seized his dogs as part of the investigation. It has not yet been determined what happens next for them. Now, first of all, I got to know. Why are you trying to put these dogs to sleep or seeing what you're going to do with these dogs? These dogs are in their fucking home. They should be treated with the same respect as the fucking... What's that? Stand your ground law.
Exactly.
They was in the fuck. Look, it ain't like they was running loose. They were back. They went back in the house after they disposed of this man's body. They was like, yo, yeah. This man broke in. We fucked him up. We put him back outside. So he ain't dying up in here. Your ass gonna die on this porch, but you're not dying up in here. You know what I'm saying? And why are you putting the dogs down? Why are you even thinking about putting the dogs down? As an owner, I would be like, yo, the fuck about, if I would have shot this man with a gun, y'all would have made sure the gun was legal, and then y'all would have gave me my motherfucking gun back with a body on that bitch. So now my dogs didn't kill somebody. No, you're not killing my dogs. Yeah. Give these dogs an award, man.
I mean, they got to do something because at least, if nothing else, ain't no reason to kill them. Like, the dogs were at home. They didn't run down the street and find this man or nothing. So the man who came up in there, he was at fault. So
he wasn't supposed to be there at all.
Exactly. So he got what he got.
Exactly. I mean, you cannot feel bad for that man. Don't feel bad for
you
that
can't.
Man.
You can't.
Give these dogs an award. I hope Princess does the same thing if somebody ever come in our motherfucking house.
Yeah.
I want her to get busy because as good as you got it, you better not be in this motherfucker playing around and the goddamn shit get gone out this bitch and I come back and you just laying in the bed, your tail wagging, and shit gone. I'm going to be upset, Princess. I'm going to be like, yo, why ain't they steal your ass too, your nice ass? You was supposed to be in here fucking somebody up. So
yeah, I don't know about that one. Now she seem like she get crunk sometimes. So.
Yeah, but that's why, I hope it's in her and she know like, yo, I got a good thing. I don't want to be out here like these other fucking dogs living on the streets out here having to get it how I live.
Yeah, maybe she'll do something, but hopefully we won't have to find out.
Yeah, hopefully, but we'll see. Next story. Y'all know what it is over here.
Top 10 time.
No. Before we get to the top 10, I got to know, if you had 12 cow or eclectic money and you at the airport right now, it's not on there. It's not on there. I'm freestyling this, Queen Germ. Don't be looking around. Don't do that.
I can look around and ace my eyes, nigga.
If you had 12 cow or eclectic money and you at the airport right now, where are you catching a flight to? Now, you got to understand, if you had 12 calorie collected money, money's no object.
I'm just thinking of where I want to go.
Yeah, where would you want to go? I mean, think about it.
I'm just saying, like, this time of year.
You could spend a fucking globe and just touch anything because you got that kind of money. You got that hedge fund money.
Okay. So
the Brooks Brothers. The Lehman Brothers. Goldman and Sachs.
Like an island or something. So maybe Jamaica.
Peasant. Listen. An island, and you pick Jamaica?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, you can't down me. You asked me a question on the fly. I gave you someplace I would like to go.
If I had 12 cal and collected money and I'm flying out of a plane right now, I'm going to South America.
What's in South America for you?
I don't know. I just always want to go to South America. Colombia, Brazil, all that. You I just want to see ladies. That. I'm going to be with my lady. Why would I? I don't.
You didn't say you was taking me. You said you was going. You didn't say nothing about me.
If I'm going, you going.
Okay.
All right. I wouldn't go to Colombia without you.
If you say so.
Yeah. Man, you crazy?
Yeah.
I heard pussy down there cheap as hell. You think? What?
Really? Really? That's the comeback?
No, I'm just saying. That was a joke. Joke.
Yeah. You nasty now.
I'm not.
But then when I start talking about stuff, you want to, why you always got to lead to that?
Yeah.
Why you always got to go to that? But you talking about old dirty pussy.
I didn't say nothing.
Yeah, you talking about some old cheap-ass pussy, and therefore, it can't be good.
Shit.
It can't be good.
Man.
Hey. They say cheap pussy ain't good, and good pussy ain't cheap.
That's what somebody with some trying to sell you some hot pussy tell you that shit. Cause shit.
That's what it is, nigga.
Nah, cause shit. Yo, hey, $1,500 pussy, 40
what
pussy.
It says.
Hey, I bet you more niggas will lean on that 40 than that 1,500.
Okay, like, man, please. So. I'm saying it's quality.
That 40 quality. Is quality. Yes.
You know how many dicks she done had run up in her to get to 1,500?
That's why she know what she doing.
No, it ain't. That's high mileage.
That 1,500, a pillow prince. She just laying there. She just like, oh, I look good. You better be happy you here. Like I seen some chick talking about some $15,000. Bitch, you crazy. I fuck around a nut in 6 minutes and I done paid $15,000.
I mean, that might be $15,000 going to be getting me some nuts.
Nigga,
$15,000,
you spending a year with me.
Yeah, that's what
not
saying,
the night.
Me
you're
year.
Spending a year with me. Like, yeah. You're not going home if I give you $15,000.
And if you do, I mean, I need to be able to see you every
You're
day.
Not going home if I get... This is a kidnap situation at that point. Like, nigga gonna have to send me some ransom to get you back. Because I done paid $15,000 for this pussy. Oh, you're not going home.
I don't even...
I think I done bought you.
I don't even believe that these things happen to people.
It's niggas out there doing it. You heard
me. What type of job do you have to pay somebody $15,000 for one night?
Entertainers, drug dealers, you know, people with 12 cal, he collected money. Not that 12 cal would do that. He's a happily married man. 21 years, congratulations.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? But eclectic, he's as single as they come. No kids, okay. None of that. Yeah. I mean, he paying for people tuition every year. So, shit, eclectic could do that for you. He could give you $15,000 for it. Okay. It's nothing.
Okay.
And then you see him on the gram the next day posting up a Kith outfit with some new Jordans that, you know, they only made 3 pair of and shit. But, you know, hey, I'm not pocket watching or nothing.
Apparently, but, you know. Sound like it, nigga. It sound like it. You got it down to the quarter.
But yeah, man. So next week we'll see where we're going with eclectic and the 12 cow money, of what we doing. This week we just gonna fly on, get on the plane.
Yeah, we just gonna get on the plane.
Yes.
Apparently we not going to Jamaica, but whatever.
I mean, we can go to Jamaica. That weak ass weed they got in Jamaica. I heard they got some bath in Jamaica. That shit is garbage. I heard they said.
I wouldn't know.
They said that Jamaican weed is weak.
Well, you better bring your own.
Yeah, shit, you going to jail, nigga. You gonna have to smoke that Jamaican weed over there. They give you a whole bag for $20, like a damn Walmart bag full of weed.
Well, that's dirt, then.
It is dirt. You can't pay $20 for nothing. They be like, oh, man, it's just something. Nah, it's just like some good Reggie. But it's top 10 time. We done gave y'all the blackest, the whitest, the most Hispanic, the best food cities, the richest. Now we going with the poorest. It's only right.
It's only.
And it's the top 10 poorest cities in the United States. Now this is according to World Population Review. This is the poorest cities in the United States. And I have to assume this is because of the, it has to do the 100, over 100,000. Because there's a lot of poor cities under 100,000, but they're not a city, that's a town. And so if you're from a town, you're not from a city. You might say, what city are you from? But it ain't a city. It's a town. Okay. All right? Okay? Town. You might be from a county, depending how rural your area is. You might just be from, oh, I'm from Hazard County. What? I'm from Caswell County. You're like, well, okay, what city in there? Caswell County, bitch. Like,
I know.
Motherfucker just tell you the county where they from. You know they from the country. But here goes the list. The poorest city in the United States. Number 10, Springfield, Massachusetts. Number 9, Birmingham, Alabama. Number 8, Syracuse, New York. Number 7, Jackson, Mississippi. Number 6, Newark, New Jersey. Number 5, Rochester, New York. Number 4, Hartford, Connecticut. Number 3, Dayton, Ohio. Number 2, Cleveland, Ohio. And the number 1 poorest city in the U.S., over 100,000 population. Detroit,
okay,
Michigan.
Turn up.
Detroit, Michigan has been number 1 in 2 lists already. It's up there with Hialeah, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, Queen Germ, I got to know. Your top 3 would be what?
Okay. I guess,
Jesus, that's a shitty
list. Yeah.
It's supposed to be. It's the poorest cities.
I'm going with Cleveland, Ohio, because LeBron James from there.
LeBron is not from Cleveland, but keep going.
He is not.
No.
He played for the people. That's what it is. Yes. Okay, calm down.
He's from Akron.
Calm down.
The kid from Akron.
Okay, awesome. But he played
for
the people.
So is Steph Curry. He from Akron, too.
And so I'll do Cleveland, Ohio. I guess I'll do Syracuse and then Jackson, Mississippi.
Mm. Well, my top 3, because all these are cold weather states, so I'm just going to go with the southern states. I'm going to go Jackson number 1, Birmingham number 2. I ain't got no third. I mean, because all the rest of that shit up north, and I wouldn't fucking live there. Can't do it. Gets too fucking cold, too much fucking snow. Sorry, not doing it. And my bottom 3, we all know what the bottom 3 is. Detroit. Okay?
I'm done.
Yes, that's the bottom 3. And if y'all enjoyed that, we got another top 10 coming for you next week.
What is it going to be? We're
going to surprise them.
Surprise.
I'm going to surprise myself because I don't even know yet. We did poor. We did rich. We did expensive. We'll
find something.
We'll do the top 10 racist cities in the United States.
Really?
Yes. The
so
racist.
What you going to counteract that one with?
Mm-hmm. Like, We could do the most the gayest cities. So we could we got okay. It doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop. It's so much it's the internet. The internet. You just type in top 10.
It'll tell you.
It populates itself.
Yeah.
Look at that, people. The content. You only getting that on the Frocast, people.
Only. Only and on you the should Frocast. Be thankful. You should be thankful. Nobody else would do this.
Well, Queen Germ, I gotta know. Are you prepared to die for some pussy?
I mean,
with dick maybe, in your I case. Say
switch it up for the dick.
Dick in your case. Pussy in my case.
I mean, if it's good.
If it's good, you prepared to die for it though?
I don't know, man. Sex is good. If you getting some good stuff, it's possible.
I'm not prepared to die for no pussy.
I know you're not, because you won't.
I mean, it's just like, because I don't, I mean, I would defend your honor, but I'm not gonna, like, if you fucking around, I'm not gonna fight no nigga over you. Like, that's not finna happen, because I'm like, what the fuck is the point? Like, you stuck in the middle. I'm gonna make a decision for you. You can have that nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna fight over you. I defend you, fight for your honor.
Yeah, but that's what you said. You say,
no, okay.
Are you prepared to die for it?
Well, the reason why I asked, because
I know why you asked.
A white man fatally shot a black man who complimented his girlfriend. Now, the girlfriend was white. And the story went a little like this. Ian Cranston has been charged with second-degree murder, first-degree manslaughter, second-degree manslaughter, assault, and unlawful use of a weapon. So an Oregon man, I told y'all about Oregon, bro. Black people are not welcome out there. We are not welcome in Oregon. Don't believe the hype. Damian Lillard, get the fuck out of there, okay? I know you want to win a title in Oregon and da da da. No, Oregon is not a good state for black people. But that's another story for another day. So an Oregon man has been charged with murder for fatally shooting a black man who allegedly complimented his white girlfriend outside a local bar. According to the Mercury News, 27-year-old Ian Cranston was charged with all those charges for the death of 22-year-old Barry Washington Jr. Now, Washington reportedly approached a white woman outside the Capitol Club and gave her a compliment. The woman told Washington that she had a boyfriend. Deschutes County District Attorney John Hummel said the young man responded appropriately, in air quotes, to her turning down his advances. Later that night, however, Washington became involved in a physical altercation outside of the bar with Cranston and other people he was with. Some words were exchanged and some punches were thrown, Hummel said. At that point, Cranston reportedly pulled a gun out of his waistband and shot, striking Washington once. He was transported to a local hospital where he later passed away. Cranston was arrested that night on suspicion of second-degree manslaughter, but was later released after posting a $10,000 bond. Now, hold on. I know some niggas that have killed niggas before. Ain't none of them niggas ever got a bond.
But were these niggas you know white?
No.
Okay, then.
That's then a $10,000 bond. Niggas get $10,000 bond for stealing cars and shit.
Yeah. So you wanted him to go home that night to get his story together or whatever he was supposed to be doing.
They said since the shooting, Hummel, who's the district attorney, has received many calls from black people who are outraged that Cranston was out on bail. He said, you describe how uncomfortable you are walking the streets in Bend. Most chilling were your accounts of how the killing of Barry Washington impacted your children, the district attorney said in a statement on Thursday. Washington relatives posted on social media that the young man had been the target of racial harassment just the night before he was killed. God damn. What I tell y'all about fucking Oregon. And Bend, Oregon, that's the place where the last Blockbuster is. Only reason why I know that, because I watched the fucking documentary, The Last Blockbuster.
Okay. Well, like I say all the time, y'all need to leave them white women alone, but nobody can tell y'all that. Y'all want the forbidden fruit, and therefore, that's what you get every time. Them crackers don't want y'all, so why are you even talking to the lady at a nightclub? Like, why? If you liked her that much, you had to notice that she was there with somebody. You knew that shit.
I mean, but you don't know. You got to shoot your shot. I mean, how you know she's there with a nigga or with a person if you don't ask her? So then they said, the Central Oregon Daily News came under fire a week after the shooting for posting a video which was given to them from Cranston's girlfriend of onlookers laughing and using racial slurs against Washington as he laid on the sidewalk bleeding. Cranston is currently being held without bail and Hummel is considering adding a hate crime charge against him. Congratulations. Welcome to 2021. About fucking time.
I mean, but it doesn't matter. Like, somebody is dead. So, y'all can rack up the charges and all this other bullshit. Y'all could cut the family a check. It doesn't take away the fact that you all are still killing black people. And it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter to any of them. Like, if the person who initially said he could go home, that showed you that the black man life didn't have no purpose in y'all opinion. So you let the white man go home. Okay, he can go on home, sleep good, and his family is okay. This black man, mama crying, family crying, whatever the case may be, all because he spoke to a white woman, leave them white hoes alone. Like, y'all want Becky so damn bad. Yeah, they willing to die for it, but that type of shit right there, that ain't the kind of shit I'm talking about dying over. I'm just saying, like, I thought she was going, I mean, I knew the story because I'm, you know, I look at the outline, but when you phrase it like that, my initial response or my initial thought was like somebody died while having sex. Mm. So maybe that's the kind of shit I be into, but I ain't into no shit where you damn dying because you tried to holler at somebody.
So let me ask you a question. A nigga die while y'all having sex. Are you going to finish or are you going to be like...
I'm not going to probably notice until he dead unless he on top of me. Like, I wouldn't know you was dead if I'm riding it. Like, do I really know?
I mean, because they say your dick stay hard while after you die a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Could still be...
Well, I don't want to have sex with a dead person. I don't. But I'm going to hope that if this happened, that we would have handled our business before you die.
Yeah, but... That's I don't know what happened to the days of, hey, man, she got a boy. Oh, you know, oh, she's taken and whatever. Once the lady seemed like she handled it. Yeah, but I guess he just couldn't handle a black dude hollering at his girl.
How dare you?
Yeah. He sees me. I mean, unless Buddy was still trying to like.
He wasn't. They said he responded appropriately. So appropriately would be.
So Buddy, somebody must have.
Somebody
been some
said,
old,
oh, that's the nigga that tried to holler at your girl.
That's the dude that was hollering at Kelsey. That's her right there. That's the one. And then, you know, this shit started. But that's bullshit.
Yeah, that's bullshit. And that's the thing. People want to tote guns because they're sorry as hell. Like, if you was really about that life, you would have been trying to fight. You would have been squaring up. But your ass going and pull a gun on somebody, like, what the fuck? Mm. And I bet Kelsey or whoever, she going to be fucking some random niggas, and she might be fucking some black niggas.
You about to be locked up.
Now.
You ain't getting that pussy no more.
Ever again. That last night was the last night.
Mm. You better hope you got something that night.
Let's hope. Mm. I mean, especially when we run around killing people. She got to be sucking dick and everything. You supposed to get some real good sex after coming from the jailhouse.
Mm. Damn. Oh, well. Yeah. We'll keep up with the story, Mr. Cranston. See how you, hopefully they putting you under the jail.
Yeah, they gonna need to. If they let you out, somebody need to go in and put one in his head.
It's not gonna happen in Oregon. But, I gotta know, Queen Germ. Can you do too much for someone who isn't your spouse? Like, you know, you got all these boyfriends and girlfriends out here. These girlfriends giving up all the good pussy, doing all these wifely things. These boyfriends out here paying all the bills and shit, and they ain't together. Is there such thing as doing too much?
It's definitely.
So where do you draw the line?
I mean, for one, you got to have some good boundaries and you got to respect it. Mm. Because if we in a relationship, it's just some, I mean, like, even certain sexual favors. Hell, you shouldn't be eating everybody pussy because if you just do the math, you know what I'm saying? Even if each relationship you in lasts 6 months, that means you done ate somebody's ass.
6 months worth of pussy.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, every year, if you ain't messed with nobody that you wasn't in a relationship with, you done ate some coochie. Two different people, coochie ass, all that.
That ain't shit to these 2021 niggas.
I'm saying
two pussies. That's not even a weekly average. These new niggas out here eating at least three coochies a week.
Not concerned about being in a relationship. Mm. But I'm just saying, if you're single and this has been your thing, and say you're 40 and you're still single, that means that you have at least two. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you a question. You in a relationship?
That's 40 asses that you done ate.
Okay, so you 40. Let's say you 40 out here in these streets, single. How far are you going? Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause, I mean you grown. But you grown though. So, what's too far for a 40-year-old?
I mean, okay. So if you're talking about behaviors, not just sex, are you talking about sexual behaviors?
Behaviors, sexual all behavior. All that. Like, how much are you doing with a 40? You're single. 40.
I mean, I wouldn't be sucking everybody dick. That's just me. Like, okay, if we having sex, okay, we just do the regular sex.
But I mean, we grown though.
Hit it from the back, whatever. I just can't be sucking your dick all the time if we not together. Like, we got to slow this thing down. Like, if we in an exclusive relationship, maybe you can get your dick sucked every now and then. But if you talking about something, I know that you're supposed to be free to do whatever you want to do. How am I sucking your dick every night? Like, that shit.
But we grown though.
We grown, but this is just, you got to be able to offer me something else. Because if you decide now, I want to be serious with you, what's the new shit I'm getting? Yeah. I'm getting the same. I'm getting more of the same shit I've been getting. Yeah. So that's not.
It's
a
all
turn
yours
on
this time, though.
It doesn't turn me on like that.
You knowing that you ain't got to worry about
somebody else.
Me being gone Sunday through Thursday and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
now
that doesn't really do anything for me. So I would like to know that I'm getting something extra. So for me, I just couldn't be out there doing all of that. Okay, you eating ass. Some people like the ass ate. Some people don't. Okay, but you done ate an ass or two in the process. So now you with some. You know what I'm saying? Like you with somebody else. Whatever. I just feel like you can't do but so many freaky things for somebody. Some of y'all around here cooking meals for niggas. Mm. You might be pretty good at it. He might like to eat. And you spoiling a nigga. He think he supposed to get a meal every evening. Yeah. Or at least you supposed to fix him a casserole or some shit. Yeah. Last him a couple of days, take it to work, all that shit.
Yeah.
So you doing stuff that's not, I mean, and then to be honest, people be tricking people. That's just the same thing with niggas. Niggas be buying you shit when y'all just go together, holding doors and shit, being real nice.
Real you
then
in.
When you get with a nigga,
real
a nigga ain't shit.
Stop
nigga
all
ain't
that
paying
shit.
No bills on time.
Nah.
The nigga doing all
nigga
kind
ain't
of bullshit.
Going to work.
So
not
it's
stop
like,
going to work and all
yeah.
that.
So it's just like, you know, you got to keep up whatever you did to get them in there. So, you know, for me, I just feel like you just can't give up all your tricks. Mm. You know what I'm saying? All at once. So that means you
got
to be slow with the hanging. So, if you're doing whatever, you know, some stuff sexually you can't be doing. You can't let a nigga choke you out.
Why
and
not?
we just started having sex. Like, we just can't do that.
But what if you like that,
we
though?
We don't really go together.
But what if you like that?
If you like it,
why are you cheating? Why are you cheating yourself? Like, if you like to get choked, be like, yo, nigga, like, choke me the fuck out, nigga. Like, that's what I like.
I guess. If you like it.
I mean,
but if you're doing it for the nigga.
But what if you like to get smutted out? Every time you fuck, I like to get smutted out. Like, smut me the fuck out.
I don't know.
I mean, how
I mean,
would you?
I guess if that's your thing, then now you everybody's whore. So
hey,
that's what
just,
you want to do.
You're grown. You know what you like.
But I'm just saying, you can't do that with everybody.
Now you can't.
You cannot.
It's a risky street. You run the risk of a nigga be like, whoa. Like, if I did that. How many other niggas did
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
And it's just like, then you get that, you know, like you said.
So you gotta have some boundaries.
Gotta have boundaries. Yeah. Out here. It's rough out here. It's like, you can't, if you're too.
I mean, you can't be yourself with somebody that you ain't with for real.
Exactly. And you can't be too conservative or too liberal. You have to be that fine line. Cause if you're too conservative, nigga be like, man, this motherfucker. If she too freaky, then you be like, man, what the fuck?
So, I mean, but it's only if.
Yeah, it's only if.
Because it's like somebody always got your card. Like, you don't even know it till it happened. Mm. And you know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, I'm fucking with this person. And you could have been trying to be conservative. And that person want to freak you out. That shit turned them on that they put you on to some shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that could work for y'all. If you come in there, missionary Mary all day. And then you got to tell them, the person got to tell them, okay, baby, we got to do something else. Right. Then you start learning a little bit. They feel like they taught you something. And then wham, bam. They in love with you because, you know, they feel like they turned you into something. So, hey, it could work for some of y'all. But I would just say if we doing whatever, I would not give up all my tricks at one time because then you ain't got no new shit.
You ain't got nothing in the bag.
And you go far off to the left when you done gave everything because then now niggas trying to put their foot in your pussy. That's not what we doing. So it's just like I can't go so far. If we done everything, now you want to do some shit that ain't even supposed to be done. So I got to keep a couple in my bag just, you know, for when the relationship gets serious.
Mm, that's what's up. Fellas, don't be paying that girl bills. Nah.
You better pay them. Pay them
nah.
bills. At least put something on the lights, like, damn.
Fuck all that, man. Don't put nothing on her lights, bro. She was making it before you, nigga.
She oh, that's how you feel? That's the advice you want to give the niggas?
She can make
that's
it.
That's the advice?
And look, if she had lights on before you started coming around there, she going to have lights on when you stop coming around there. All right? So, fellas, don't fall for that trick. Them ladies all get needy all of a sudden. My bill, dude. Oh, that's when when they start talking about their problems, fellas, that's when you get off the phone. Don't be saving
don't
them.
Don't do that.
Don't save
don't
them,
do
fellas.
That.
Nah.
Don't do that.
We got to turn these needy. We got to turn these needy women down. Needy niggas too, girl. Ladies, same advice go for y'all. If it's a needy nigga, leave that nigga the fuck alone.
Nigga always wants something to eat. Why you always hungry when
nigga
I come
always
around?
Hungry when you talk to me. So goddamn, nigga, I know you was hungry 3 hours ago. Your ass ain't ate. Like, hey, turn these needy niggas down. Leave these needy people alone. Tell them to go get a fucking sign, stand on the corner like the rest of the needy niggas. Shit. Well, it's TV talk time. Queen Journey, we watched BMF this week.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about it?
I don't like it.
You don't like it? Why you don't like it?
It makes me, it just makes me uncomfortable. I mean, I just don't like all the violence. The brother done got the eye shot up and the mom and them all worked up. I mean, like, first of all, I understand people can be poor, they churn selling dope. But you all are just ridiculous over there. Like, your poor daughter can't even go on a field trip. I promise you, back then, that field trip couldn't have cost more than $50. It could not have.
Hey, when your house is 4 months behind and all that shit and the bill money, he's like, baby, I'm sending you money to pay the bills. What's going on? She's like, nigga, that ain't enough. She said, nigga, we got kids, this and that. She's like, hey, shit fucked up. But then you got this drug dealing ass son over here. You too proud to take his money.
And you, y'all,
nigga, ain't no fucking way. I'm taking the money.
I'm taking the money.
Nigga, let my son be a drug dealer like and I was in that situation. The house, hey, nigga, keep selling them drugs, son. Be the best. Be all you can fucking be. Nigga. Matter of fact, keep your money here. Because the day when you come missing or something go happen, the money will be here. We'll have some money. We ain't going to do this for naught. So
I'm done with you.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit there and...
I wouldn't...
I'm not going to sit here and we sit here eating...
No dope, but,
we eating chicken broth and rice.
Yeah.
And because my pride won't let me take these thousands of dollars from my son. Niggas, you fucking crazy. I'm quitting my job at the motherfucking plant.
Don't do that.
Nigga, I'm helping
you. You got to keep your job so they can be up front.
Yeah,
so nigga can have some money.
You're right.
Gotta keep the job. The money through whatever. But I just feel like, you know, it's just so much violence. I mean, the shooting, the people, I mean.
It's Detroit for you.
Yeah. It's just
that's why they on the list.
Multiple lists. It's just a lot. But I mean, I ain't gonna say I don't like the show. It's just that part, the parts of it where it's so much violence and the young people just doing too much.
I think Detroit been on the list three times. I think they was on the violent cities, the blackest cities, and the poorest cities. So just to be clear, I think they was on three.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're now the leader of the list, Detroit. But as far as the BMF show go, I mean, it was more of the same. It was just Meech going around to find out who shot Terry. You know, he was going around to terrorize the neighborhood. And then Lamar, who I think did it, he put the word out that Raymo or whatever did it. J-Mo was his name. The J-Mo did it. So Meech, he gets his cop homeboy to go get J-Mo. He was only supposed to ruffle him up a little bit, but Meech's homeboy, he stepped off and shot him. And
which was sickening again.
Which is going to cause a lot more problems because, you know, he did it for a power move. And now it's like he basically called Meech a bitch. Like,
yeah,
you were out here, you scared to do something, nigga. Well, I did it. And we can let the streets think you did it. Meech looking like, nigga.
You ain't putting nobody on me.
Yeah, I ain't need you to do that shit, nigga. Like, you did that shit. Yeah, that wasn't the plan at all. Because, you know what I'm saying? That might not have been the right guy.
But I do like Meech as far as the fact that he ain't really that hothead, want to kill people person.
He a thinking man.
Yeah.
He like, listen, it's ways we can go about business without bodies dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he know he ain't got the soldiers to go to war, and what's the point of going to war? War is bad for business.
Yeah.
And you know, more the same with these drug movies. And like I said, it's interesting to watch. Y'all can check it out if y'all want to. Got a question. BMF, I think they come on Sundays on Stars. Oh, like I said, Power, the Ghost, book two. Book it comes back November 21st.
And whose story that is?
That's the Tariq one.
So it's the second part of Tariq's story.
Second part of Tariq's story.
It so comes we don't back. Get a the white guy.
They said Tommy's probably going to be next after that one go off.
Okay.
But I saw some fan theories. They said they think Ghost's still alive. They don't think Ghost is dead. So knowing them, Ghost is probably still alive. You know what I'm saying? He's not dead. Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. That's why all this is going to wrap up. Ghost is still alive. I'm starting to believe it my damn self. So that's a BMF, you know, all part of the 50 Cent gangster Marvel universe. You know what I'm saying? He has the corner of the market on gangster TV. So go check that out on Stars. Squid Game, is that something you seem like you'd be interested in watching? It's not an American film. It's
what
like
is it?
It's some just show everybody talking about. I don't know what it's about, but it's like somebody in debt. It. Somebody in debt, and they get called to this place to do this, you know, if you enter this game, your debt gets erased. Mm. And then when they get there, the games are deadly games. So you probably don't want to.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, so I watch that alone.
I mean, I could watch it, but.
Is this? I guess it's got killing in it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll leave when it gets to that point.
Okay, well, so we're going to check out Squid Game then. We're going to try to watch it. at least we're gonna start out watching it together. Probably end up me watching it by myself because, you know, Queen Germ do that to me.
And I got ADHD.
She don't like sitting down. She's not a binge partner. Unless it's something she really likes, she'll sit there and watch that.
And back. I don't like that much TV.
You know what I'm saying? Like Greenleaf, she'll sit there and watch that. All American, she'll watch that. You know, certain shows she'll watch, but in some shows she'll be in
watching
and out.
And
yeah, she'll get up, pause it real quick, and be gone 30 minutes. And I'm like, you can't do that.
I could have made it through a show.
Yes. So we're going to try to watch Squid Game.
I'll try to do better.
I heard Ozark's coming back soon. Insecure is coming back later this month. The last season of Insecure. Yes, the last season of it. So, you know, we're going to check that out. So we're going to have a lot more TV talk to talk about in the upcoming weeks. So just bear with us. Well, it's Queen Germ's favorite time of the show. It's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is with me and Queen Germ, who are not classically trained actors, but every week we come in here, we act out, we improv a situation suggested by you, the listener, or most of the time I just make them up. Before we get into this, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We don't have SAG cards. Hell, we need to take drama classes, but we come here every week and we do this for y'all. Situation this week goes a little something like this. Work husband wants more responsibility. Queen Germ, are you ready?
Yes.
Action. Hey, Darlene, how you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing, Jim?
Well, you know, I mean, I brought you breakfast, you know, like I always do. I got your egg McMuffin just the way you like it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it just...
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what... Hey, man, listen, man. Hey, I know we've been working together for a couple, you know, I'm your work husband and all that stuff like that. And I know you got a real husband. You know, me and you talk all the time. And, you know, I can tell that you're not really happy at home.
I mean,
not from the way you be talking to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, if I was your husband, there's no way I'd be comfortable with my wife getting the stuff I do for you. I mean, I fix your car for you. I'm always there when you need something. And I mean, hey, I helped out pay some bills around the house and, you know, and all that good stuff. So, I mean, Darlene, I was just wondering, I mean, what's up? Let's go ahead and leave your husband and me and you do something.
Do something like what?
I'd be together.
We can't be together. I got kids by that man.
What that be? I'm willing to take care of them kids. I mean, listen.
No. I think I might have mixed the signals or something. Darlene, that is no way you could have thought that that's what I was trying to do.
I can see the way you smile when I be bringing you breakfast and when I do little things for you.
You talking about an egg McMuffin, baby?
I mean, but...
Egg McMuffin.
It ain't just the Egg McMuffin you be smiling about. You were smiling that time I gave you $50 for... You went to go see, what's this, Calvin Richardson guy or whatever. I don't know who he is. But I bought you a ticket to go see him. You know, all that stuff. Like, I see the way you act. Like, me and you have a... We're vibing, as the young kids say. We're vibing.
Yeah,
it's like...
We have a good chemistry. We have a great friendship.
I
thought that's what... It was mutual.
Darlene,
you act like I've never done anything for you now.
Darlene... But listen, Darlene. I want this to be more than a 9-to-5 relationship, okay? I want it to be all day long, okay?
Flattered.
I understand that, but you don't understand. I think about you all the time, and I just want you to be mine. And, you know, it's like the other day when your husband came up here to visit you, like, you don't understand. Like, I was so angry because I was just like, that's my woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I kind of understand that, but I need you to understand something from my perspective. Because the way I see it, we were good. And you never gave me any kind of indication that you were trying to really feel me any type of way. I thought you might have been dating someone else.
This is
just what we did at the job. I really care for you. I don't want to ruin our friendship. But it can't go any further than this now.
But darling, I just want you to give it a chance. I mean, you say I'm a good guy and all that. So, I mean, why can't we, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen. You don't seem happy at home. You know what I'm saying?
And what would you be thinking that you could add to my life?
I mean, we talk on the phone all the time. Like, you have a lot of free time to talk to me outside of work. So that's why I feel like, you know, something ain't right. Because, I mean, you know, like, you talk to me. As soon as you leave, you call me till you get home. And then sometimes, you call me later at night. You know, always send me a good night text and everything. So I'm thinking, like, you must be thinking about me at home.
I do.
All right, then, so let's go ahead and make this official.
I don't think we should jump out the window like that.
We ain't got to jump. We can start slow. Start dating. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like, because, you know, I feel like we're compatible. If this work thing, I can move to another department if you think we work too close in proximity or something like that. That's no problem. I could transfer departments. That's just how serious I am about, you know, trying to make this work, Darlene.
I just really don't. There's something about it that just doesn't feel right to me. I mean, I have children by this man. We have been married for over 20 years. It's just really not something that you just do in the middle of the day.
But you're not happy, Darlene.
But I don't want to ruin what I have going on for my children.
You can have something better. Be with a man that you can be happy with. Don't you want to be happy?
I am happy when I'm with you. So why we can't just keep it the way we got it?
But what about me? So I'm just supposed to be okay.
I don't make you happy?
Listen, I want you to make me happy all day. Okay, I know you're not making me happy when I see you leave, and I know you're in the arms of some man that don't love
you. But you don't even know if I'm in the arms of him.
Well, it don't matter. You're not in my arms, Darlene.
Okay, I understand where we're going at, and it seems like we're going to have to just agree to disagree. Because to me,
So what you mean agree? So you don't want no more Egg McMuffins?
If that's all I'm worth is Egg McMuffin.
I'm just saying. I mean, you seem to like them. Anytime whatever you want for breakfast, I get it. I usually get it for you. So you're saying you want the breakfast to end?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Because I can't. If my love costs $2.99, that's something that I got to feel.
I think you're making a mistake here, Darlene. I mean, I want to see you happy. I know you're not happy at home with that guy. I know you're not. But if
who are you with?
I'm not with anybody. You're not with me. I'm not with anybody because I'm waiting on you.
But you never said
you're
that.
You're the one I want.
You never said that.
I've said that, Darlene.
When we started this, it
was boundaries because I knew you was married. But when you told me, when you confessed to me that night about how you weren't happy at home, or you didn't really say you weren't happy.
Yeah, I'm going to say now. You led on.
You led on that you weren't happy because, like I said, you have a lot of time for me. And that's
that's an indication
that you have.
I like you. I enjoy your company. I love your conversation.
So, what I'm... Cut.
The nigga sickening.
Bad Black Cinema, y'all. What was the nigga name?
Jim.
Yeah, Jim was about to get psychotic in there.
Yeah.
Darlene, he wanted Darlene.
I mean, I don't understand. Like,
Darlene wanted Egg McMuffin. She didn't want the Egg McMuffin to stop. I seen that.
I could buy my own Egg McMuffin. I don't even like the damn Egg McMuffin. Shit. If that's all I could get from a nigga and $50.
Every day. Now, that'd be, man, a nigga bring you breakfast every day at work. That shit'll spoil the fuck out your ass. You'll start liking that nigga. Shit, one day you're going to come to work hungry as fuck. You're like, ooh, right on time.
Yeah.
This nigga already know.
The day came in clutch.
Yes, sir. So y'all be careful with y'all working husbands and wives.
Yeah, but everybody need one.
Nah, get you one that's unattractive, that you have no feelings for.
Whatever. King Germ, you be checking the old lady out.
What you mean? I don't check no old lady.
You be going in somebody's office every time. Hey, honey. Hey, handsome. Hey, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, you got a lot of them.
I'm the people's champion.
You got them white, black, young, the people's old, champion. Your age.
I speak to everyone.
Hey, how you doing? Keep right on.
I don't have any work husbands. I only work with dudes, so I don't have no work husband.
Okay, well, you got a work wife.
I got a wife. My work wife ain't no women around there to be my work wife.
You got one in there now?
Who?
The little dusty one that smoked.
Who? Who? You said it. You disqualified her. Dusty Smoke. Who? Exactly.
Whatever, nigga.
If I'm going to get a work wife, she's going to be some old woman know how to cook.
Oh.
Cutting out that lunch. That's going to be somebody like that.
Somebody that got plates.
Yeah. Be like, I made some stuff this weekend. I could bring you. I don't want to throw it away. Oh, well, go ahead. Bring that in. Yeah. Saving me money every week. No, I'm just saying that'll be the ideal work wife.
Okay.
An older woman that can cook. I don't want no young tenderoni fine. They get you in trouble. I wanted to be beneficial. Like you clock me in.
She
said
she gonna be beneficial. Like you clock me in the morning. For lunch.
See, what? That's not work wife. Not supposed to really do sex with you. You know that, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not. It's not a physical thing. It's just you hold me down at work. Clock me in. You cover for me when I ain't at my desk. Little shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what you do. You know what I'm saying?
I had it all wrong.
See, there you go. That's a boyfriend. Fuck out of here. Well, it's King Germ's favorite segment of the show. It's reading rap lyrics. And the gimmick here is we read lyrics, but we read them in a professional office, our white voice. And this week is Queen Germ's time.
Ooh-wee.
And as y'all know, Queen Germ is not the most proficient reader in the world. Not saying she can't read.
This stuff it be chopped and screwed, and you know it. This stuff doesn't flow like regular English.
And you're trying to read it like regular English, and that's where you're fucking up. That's why I be trying to get you to understand. And it's Queen Germ's time, and she's about to give y'all the business with this one. So hold on. Are you ready, Queen Germ?
I'm ready.
Let's hear it.
You and I, me and you, situation getting sticky. Your mouth is saying no, but your body says stick me, lick me. Don't be afraid of what your friends say. Rappers get that ass, then be out of here like yesterday. But not tonight, you look so tight. It feels so right. This endo got me pervin'. Let's go hop in my Suburban and ride till we get to where you want to be, no matter how far. Just call me old ball, baby. To me, you're the superstar. Ask me time and time again, why did I choose you? Do I wanna be your man or just misuse you? I hear your partners dissing when they think I ain't listening. Them hoes just be wishing they could be in your position. With me in luxury, I got to be every day. Chief and hay with something stout wearing lingerie. Let's hit the tail, get a suite, and order something to eat. Tell me things about you, I'll tell you things about me. Then out the blue, I'll be caressing you, undressing you. You start doing all the shit you say you never do. Lusting, bussing all out of my box of drawers. Fingers, dripping, slipping, in and out. Constantly telling me the things you don't do, yet you do it like a pro and think I don't know. But I do, that's why I'm here with you, and you know this. Slip on the latex and dive in. Swish.
That was Queen Germ reading legendary song by 8-Ball and MJG, Space Age Pimpin'. I thought you knew the words to that song. You rapped the song before. That's what I thought. I was like, hey, you should be comfortable. You know all the words.
But I make stuff make sense in sentence form. So it's like when you missing words, I want to put the word in there. And I guess that's not what we do here. So it is all.
You read the lyrics. You read what's on the paper. Don't add anything to it.
But my brain does things that happen. That's just it. So
I got you. If you'd like to hear a song, suggest one for us. We'll read those lyrics for you. Next up is HBCU Confession Time. HBCU Confessions, when I go to their Twitter, grab some tweets and bring them to Queen Germ. She tell me she likes it. This one goes a little something like this. My white boyfriend's nickname for me is Sally Hemings because I'm light-skinned. He's problematic, but the sex is so good. What do I do? Howard. Is this Kamala? This is what I want to know for. Is this Kamala's HBCU confession?
Don't do that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My bad.
You a hater. A big time hater. Always with the bullshit.
Kamala with the HBCU confessional, man. Yeah. So Kamala likes to get called Sally Hemings by her white zaddy.
Okay. Hey. First of all, I wouldn't let nobody play with me like that. That's the shit
nigga
that
said,
we
who,
not doing.
Nigga said, who is he, Thomas Jefferson?
Apparently. So I'm not for the crazy names. Like, you could call me, you might be able to get
Sally Hemings, yeah, though.
You can call
what
me some
fuck?
Shit, but you won't be getting away with that one. That's real low down.
That's back in the fucking Antebellum era, so you can't call me shit from back then, no. Nigga. It's already as creepy as fuck. I'm crossing the goddamn lines, but then you gonna call me some Sally Hemings?
That's what I'm saying. Like that lets
nigga,
you know
please.
How he sees you.
Nigga, please.
So I'm not for it.
Yeah, Kamala, you out there tripping. Quit letting that man call you Sally. And that's not cool. Lady, you got some issues. How you at a HBCU fucking with a white boy?
And letting him call you
Sally. And letting him call you Sally Hemings. Jesus Christ.
Not a fan
at all. Get your life together. In the words of Kevin Samuel. Make it make sense. you can't make this up. So, yeah, man. That's our HBCU confessional. If you'd like to see more of those, go check them out on Twitter. They got a bunch. Keep it 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a keep it 100?
Yeah, my Keep It 100 this week, I received an email from one of my colleagues, and I was CC'd on this email. I was the only female. Maybe he forgot that he added me, although he should have because we were all teaching the same class together. But you started it out as gentlemen. This is a reminder about the schedule, see attachment, blah, blah, blah. I'm just trying to understand, when did I become a man? I don't, and then this is a colleague that I've had run-ins with since I've been there. So clearly, you know, I can't always think the best of you because I've seen the worst of you. So it's one of them situations. So I just started to think about, you know, different things that I've been coming in contact with. And I just really feel like, you know, a lot of times people want to equate, like, if a woman works hard, if a woman is able to achieve a lot of things, that she ain't really a woman, she's more of a man. I don't even think that's what he was getting out of the email. But the slip of the finger, whatever the case may be, that's how it kind of, you know, it kind of took me to that thought process. So that brought me to my Keep It 100 for this week, is that there's no correlation between my productivity and my femininity.
100.
Because people always want to say, like, oh, a lady who's coaching a sport, like, she got to be a lesbian because she got to be a tough girl. Like, why can't I just be a girl who likes sports? If I'm somebody who's in the research realm, I'm teaching, I'm doing a whole lot of things, I'm able to accomplish a lot of my, you know, work goals and things like that. Oh, you can't be somebody who has kids and is able to do all of these things. So it's like, don't shortchange somebody just because I happen to be a woman and I happen to be very productive and very, you know what I'm saying, outgoing. I'm meeting certain marks within my career path. So, you know what I'm saying, don't downplay me and my success or my ability to be successful just because I'm a woman. So don't shortchange me. Or anybody for that matter. That's a woman.
Queen Jern with the bars. Don't shortchange her. My Keep 100 go a little something like this. Pay attention to the media, people. The media is some tricky motherfuckers. I mean, we all know this. Newsflash, this ain't nothing new. But I want y'all to just pay attention to the media. Because the other day, we had a situation down here. A teacher got busted with child pornography, right?
Mm-hmm.
They buried this headline so far now. I was like, well, damn, that should be big news. A teacher getting caught with child pornography. But you let it be a nigga shooting somebody. That shit is daily. Same story. A kid bringing a gun to school. That trumps the pornography. It is funny how it's a prestigious school that a teacher got caught with child porn. That should be the biggest news story, but it's not. They talking about the shooting at 2:30 a.m. in the morning, leaving the club and this and that. They don't want to talk about the damn teacher.
Mm-mm.
They don't want to talk about it. And so that just lets me know. The media, if they like you, they will hold you in a positive light, even in times when you should be buried. They will make it seem like you're not that monster that you really are. And you know, and that's just my thing.
And they only gonna run it a couple of times.
Yeah.
So that they can say that they did. Oh yeah,
we talked about it.
We did that. We did that on Tuesday and Wednesday.
You let the black person get arrested for whooping on their kid.
Their ass
the kid
is in there.
Every day. They doing background. They talking to people, the neighbors. They talking all kinds of shit. I ain't heard nothing from this nigga neighbors.
No.
I want to talk to his neighbors. Do they know that he was a fucking pervert? Let me know about his neighbors.
Y'all freaking perverts on the street?
Yes. Like, that's what I want to know. But you know, the media ain't going to show that side. So pay attention to the media because they real funny. Even in this presidential shit. But I say that for later.
Yeah, another show.
Another show. Win or loser time, Queen Jeremy. You got any winners?
Oh, yeah. My winner has 700 million reasons why he a winner.
Winner?
This person in California, I bought one ticket. One freaking ticket.
Jesus.
One ticket, Powerball. And I am so sick on my stomach because I bought several. And with that...
She wanted me to go to church that bad, people.
I did. You said if we won that money, you would go to church. But see, Lord knows that you was lying.
No, I didn't know. I wouldn't have lied. I would have kept up my end of the bargain.
Oh, okay.
I would have made it.
And you would have gave the church some money?
I said you could get church part of your money. I ain't never said I would give no money. Now, don't put words in my mouth.
I would definitely give the church some money. If I won $700 million.
I sit in that motherfucker head and they'd know I got it. I'd be like, what? Oh, I got my own chair in this motherfucker. Yeah, I bought this. I bet not see any bitch sitting in my chair either. And I'm saying that in the church.
And that's why the Lord knew you didn't need that money. See, you messing it up for us.
I ain't messing up for us. If the Lord wants to have that money, he would have gave us that money. All right?
You know the money to change, y'all.
Money ain't gonna change me. I'm still gonna eat peanut butter jelly sandwiches and
every now and then. Must be.
Yeah, I mean,
are you gonna have the best bread and the best the fresh peanut butter? Somebody gonna be making the jelly.
That's the thing. I wouldn't change like that if I won a lot of money. Certain things I change. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna live around like in the hood. No shit like that, but yeah, I mean, but I'm not gonna like start. I could never eat that. No, nigga, I'm still gonna be eating goddamn chicken wings from the goddamn buying 4 for 4s, 2 for 6s, shit like that. I ain't gonna be motherfucking. I ain't gonna change like that.
So you gonna still be eating at A-Town?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%. I might buy it. Like when I come through there, you better hope you in A-Town when I come in that motherfucker.
You buying it out?
I'm like, look, man.
I got everybody in here.
Everybody's in here. It's on me. Just it's on me. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing. But I want my food first. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I don't care who in line. I got to get mine first.
And I pay for everybody
else. I pay for everybody else's. And I'm walking out the door. And that's just probably how I do when I go out to eat. I just buy whoever in there. Hey, everybody food on me. Don't tell nobody. Just tell them it's already paid for. I'm going to sit in here and eat. Just go ahead and fix my food. I'm going to sit in here and eat. And you just everybody come up there and order. Till I get through eating, they mail on me. Now, once I turn my plate in, yon, yon. You know, so that'd probably be my little giving back to the community.
Okay.
You know, that'd be my mission.
Yeah.
My church work.
Well, I'm gonna give mine straight to the church.
Yeah, see, nah. Then you don't see pastor in a new car and shit. Hey, sister Queen Jern, how you doing today? I'd be like, oh, pastor, your ass was riding around the Camry last week.
Now we in a Porsche.
Now you in a goddamn Porsche? Oh, hell nah. I need that money back.
I'm gonna let him have it. What God has for me is for me.
Yeah. For you, not to give away. My winner is BET for bringing back Rap City.
Winner.
Just for one time, one night only. They're doing a BET Basement Rap City, Tigger and all that shit in honor of the 21 years of something like that, anniversary. Some shit like that they doing.
You sure it was 21, not 25 or 30?
It's got to be more than 25, but I think the Basement might have started back then. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they had other people before Tigger took over. But he started the Basement Rap City. But they're bringing it back from one night on. I thought it was bringing it back consistently. Then I thought about it, like, there isn't any rap videos for them to do. So why would they bring it back? So, yeah. That's how that goes. And that's my winner. You got any losers?
Oh, yeah. Now, one of my favorite retail stores, the Dollar Store, the Dollar Tree.
Loser.
Is now raising their prices. They said, you know, of course, inflation, whatever. But that shit was never worth more than 10 cents to begin with. We was just paying a dollar. Now you telling me I'm going to pay a dollar and a quarter. So what you going to do? You going to change the name of the store?
It's still a dollar store. You're still paying a dollar.
It's not a dollar. It's not a dollar. If it's a dollar and a quarter. So if it's a dollar and a quarter, a dollar and 50 cents. So what are they going to say?
Still the dollar store.
It's not the dollar store. Because you got stuff in there that's more than a dollar. Nothing was ever supposed to exceed a dollar. So therefore, now that we have changed the price, we got to change the name. You misleading the people.
It's still a dollar. It's just a dollar, a little bit more.
Well, maybe that's what they need to call it. A dollar,
a dollar and a little bit more.
Dollar and a little bit more store.
Well, that's what's true. Up.
But yeah, I don't like it. I mean, you can't convince me to say that stuff was ever worth nothing. It was not.
It was worth a dollar.
It wasn't. I mean, we were paying for it, but it wasn't. Most of the stuff that was in there wasn't worth a dollar.
I mean, it'd break on you, but then you thought about it, like, I only paid a dollar.
Exactly.
Like,
pregnancy test.
Shit, I do all my Christmas shopping at the dollar damn store.
For who?
When you was a kid, you know what I'm saying? You had to buy gifts, so you go to the dollar store, get everybody a gift from the dollar store.
They had them back then?
Yes, everything's a dollar. It was in the mall back then.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. My loser is Sleepy Joe. A.K.A. President Joey Biden.
Loser.
He cut funding to HBCUs by $30 billion in his new budget. And some black Democrats are not happy. So the cut, $30 billion is a cut funding in the latest version of President Biden's $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill. One of them has even been threatened to vote against it if the issue is not resolved. U.S. Rep. Alma Adams of North Carolina. Shout out to her.
All right, Ms.
She's from the crib. She from the borough, nigga. Is the co-chair of the HBCU caucus. She, along with fellow Democrat and HBCU graduate Senator Dr. Raphael Warnock. Wow, I ain't heard that name in a while.
Oh, don't do all that.
The first black man elected to represent the state of Georgia in the Senate have publicly objected to how drastically the proposed funding to historically black colleges and universities was cut. So, y'all remember when that president that was a racist, Trump, he said, look, I'm giving y'all money forever. You ain't got to come back here every year like these past presidents had y'all coming up here to get money. He signed the bill, so you ain't got to come back up here. Then the president said, you ain't black if you don't vote for me. He cut that funding. So it's going to be some schools that's in trouble. All y'all schools out there, some of y'all that's barely making it, y'all in trouble. So Sleepy Joe's my loser for cutting funding to the HBCUs. Because you sure ain't black if you cut funding for HBCUs.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Well, Queen Germ, seems like we did everything on the outline. It's now time for me to ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to B-Eazy, Sarray, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, bitch. RT3, my nigga J Will, Pepe J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Stax, Static, MJ Money 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Dark Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, 12 Cal, the 12 Cal Podcast, Eclectic and the Eclectic Discussion Podcast, a.k.a. the Hedge Fund Brothers in the building.
Okay,
turn up. Shout out to Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace from Network, excuse me. You got Dr. Cam, you got the disrespectful motherfucking MJ, Long Live K Law, the truck driver. Shout out to Sleazy the Black Farmer, Amazing AP, Dragon Lady, Chuck the Gambler, No Ma'am Gang in the building. Hey, we had to kick somebody out of No Ma'am Gang, man. They getting a divorce.
All y'all need to get kicked out.
They getting a divorce, so he got to go.
All kind of inappropriate
he got
things.
To go. You can't only be married to be in a group, and that was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it had to be done. We couldn't let you be in there because that's against the bylaws. So, but shout out to all my No Man Gang, G, my nigga Dom, Dot, you know, everybody else over there. Shout out. Shout out to all the podcasts that fuck with us. Corey Dos Equis, I'm Sutton Elps, the Power Lunch Hour guys, man. Love y'all show. Thank y'all for the shout out, man. Cool Out Corner, you got Big L and Pork. Shout out to Glenn and Her Podcast. Glenn of the Glenn and Her Podcast just did a pop-up podcast with J. Del Negro, the Light Skin Privilege. Go check that out. It's very ignorant. It's very dark skin. I don't know what light skin they was acting very dark skin on that show. Shout out to Tackless Know-It-Alls. Let me see what else. Who else I fuck with? Oh, shout out to Dolomite, Too Much Game Podcast. Yes, the thread is still going. It's been over a week now. We're still talking about the little kid with the mullet. The shit is still live.
But let me see the kid. Look it up for me.
It was on his story. The picture is gone of the kid. Oh. That's how long ago, because, you know, it disappeared after 24 hours. But it's just us talking shit. So shout out to him. Shout out to Big Smash, everybody at Bet the House. Shout out to Dale P, the Man Cave. Shout out to Ringo, We Need to Talk 23. Shout out to Just Red, co-red of the podcast. Shout out to Brandon Janu Show. Any other podcast to fuck with us, man. Shout out. Shout out to everybody over that site. You know, Doc Claw, all the gang. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. I think I got everybody this time. I don't think I missed nobody, none of my usual suspects.
You did
suspects.
Well. No papers and all.
No papers, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? Off the top of the dome, people. Mm-hmm. Y'all got to understand that. So shout out to anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Well, Queen Germ, another show in the books. Go ahead, rate your show.
A 9.
She said that so fast and efficiently. Wow. Since you went with a 9, I'm going to go with a 32.0 because that's the score we had in that fucking game. My boys played their hearts
okay.
out. Iron Man football. Okay. Like I said, that's what I'm more proud of the guys because we play Iron Man football and we fucking was dominant. We wasn't tired.
All right, Coach Jern.
We was out there. And I mean, it was just, you know, it was the hard work they put in, the hard work I put into them. It all paid out. And if we can keep this going, the championship is in our sights.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
And everybody loves a winner.
Everybody loves a winner.
I know I do.
Well, we did our ratings. We did our shout outs. It's now time for me to do this closing. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, comment on the Frocast wherever you see it. Don't forget about the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon. We join for as little as a dollar. But don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. It's that simple.
Just that simple.
You go to the site, you buy a shirt, they send it to your house, and you wear that shit. Simple. On behalf of everybody at the Nappy Afro offices, I'm King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ.
Slacking out this motherfucker. And this is episode 476 of the most illustrious podcast on the Nappy Afro Network, The Frocast. We out with this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com